You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
Hello, this is Joyce Meyer. You know, many people go through their Christian lives miserable, defeated, and depressed. But I want to show you how God's Word has given each of us joy and victory if we just live life in the Spirit. Join me right here every weekday, and let me show you how you can truly start enjoying everyday life in Christ.
Enjoying Everyday Life with Joyce Meyer at 7:30 a.m. and p.m. right here on the good news station WCNO.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer Century 21 All Professional for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth, whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor. Letting an experienced professional with a proven track record can make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Navigating the real estate market today can get a little crazy. Ozzy Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional is here to help. Today on the Treasure Coast, the housing market is back in full force. There is a number of financing and home buyer programs. Understanding and incorporating the right program can be essential when purchasing real estate. It can also be very time consuming and painstaking. In short, the complexities of purchasing a home in today's market can be like riding on a crazy train. Home buying doesn't have to be crazy. Ozzy Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional can help you qualify for up to $15,000 in down payment assistance. Find out how by contacting Ozzy Carbonell at 772-340-6076. Again, that number is 772-340-6076. Se habla español.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
If you've ever been out of the United States of America, one of the things you encounter is you encounter different cultures. And if you have never been out of the United States of America, it might be a shock to you that everybody don't act like Americans. And not everybody speaks English. Come on, there's about 2 billion people. Men don't even wear pants. They wear robes and skirts. So what you talking about, Pastor? No, go to the Middle East. Turbans and gowns. Now, I think I got two people with me so far. Come on, amen. Some cultures dress different, they eat different food, they have different languages, different dialects, they drive on different sides of the street, they got different laws, different traffic laws. You can get in trouble for something you can't get in trouble over here, and something you can get in trouble over here, you can't get in trouble over there. Why? Because it's a different culture. It ain't wrong, it ain't right, it's just different. Somebody say it's different. I mean, that's what happened to you and I when we got born again. You stepped out of one culture and stepped into another culture. You stepped out of one earthly culture and stepped into a counterculture that was opposed to the culture that you came out of, a kingdom culture, which is different than the world that you and I live in today. It ain't like it used to be. You live in a new culture. Touch somebody, say, I'm living in a new culture. Praise the Lord. If you grew up in this culture, then how many of you know that a lot of people say things like this? Well, that's just the way it is. Well, I don't know. This is just the way it is. That's the way it's always been. Why do we do that? Because we learn to live in the culture from our own perspective. Amen? The American culture, if you don't know this, and you may not know this if you've never been out of the country, is pretty self-absorbed. And everybody else outside of this country knows it. Huh? They talk about us a lot. I've been all over the world, man. I've been to Finland. I've been to Germany. I've been to Denmark. I've been to France. I've been to Spain. I've been all over the Middle East. I've been to Italy. It's the same everywhere you go. You're American? They think everybody over here is wealthy. They don't think we have poor people. And one thing they think is that everybody in America carries 3 or 4 guns with them. They believe that. They value things we don't value. We value things they don't value. Amen. And inside the American culture, we got different cultures that we've been brought up in. How many know we all weren't brought up the same way? We got the up north culture. We got the way down south culture. Come on, we got the white culture, the black culture, the brown culture. We got the political culture. We got the ultra-conservative, what do they call them, alt-right. And we got the extreme progressive, I can't even say that word. I can't pronounce it, really. I'm honest, I don't know it. And then you got progressives and liberals and conservatives and Republicans and Democrats. And you got nothingcrats, don't want to have nothing to do with nobody. Huh? We got all kinds of culture. We got cowboys. We got Indians. We got bikers. Come on, we got athletes. Come on, how many know there's football culture, baseball culture? So we got all kinds of culture in the world that we live in. We got male culture, female culture, and now we got other. I don't know what that's all about. Have you seen that bathroom, Emma, where it's got a half of a man on this side and a woman on this side? Yeah, it's the little round man, but it's a skirt, a half a skirt on one side. Lord, help us. Thank you, Jesus. But this is the truth. We all view the world based on the culture that we come from, and the culture we come from shapes the environment of our life that we live in. And the people in our lives that we get raised up under put the culture in us. And then we say things like, well, I am who I am. We are who we are. Amen? But how many know when you become a born-again Christian, you don't identify yourself with your culture anymore. You identify yourself with Jesus. Praise the Lord, huh? We used to say things, well, that's just the way the world was. We're all Americans. Well, I don't even know what that means anymore because America changes every 5 years. So we've got about 50 different kinds of Americans living in America. Come on, am I telling the truth? Praise the Lord, amen. Say things, well, you might as well just face it. That's just the way things are. There's a good one. That's the way things work around here. I heard people say that here. I've had people that work for me say that. Well, that's the way things work around here. I'm like, no, it's not. Let me help you with that right now. Come on, amen. The truth is when you bring Jesus Christ into your life, you make him Lord of your life, then all of a sudden you move from one culture to another culture. The Holy Spirit comes to live inside of you to empower you to be able to embrace a heavenly culture so that you can exist in this culture that is opposed to the culture you've been called to. Amen? In other words, everything out here doesn't change when you get born again. Everything in here changes when you get born again. It's not the environment that you live in. It's not the outside influence that you're walking in that changes who you are. But how many of you know that's true in the whole world? But the kingdom culture don't come to you that way. It doesn't come to you like living in the north or living in the south. It comes to you in here because it's a heart change. And then when you get changed on the inside, then everything changes on the outside. Then all of a sudden you step into a place and it might be a place where there's an argument going on or something happening. You step in and the atmosphere changes. Why? Because everywhere you go, you got Jesus with you and the Holy Ghost lives in you. So then you begin to shape the culture, not the culture shaping you. Somebody say, I think I might be a culture shaper. Come on, huh? And now I find myself living in a world that I ain't got to be afraid of. See, listen, when I was a kid, I grew up in Pentecostal church. They say, don't go out in the world. Stay away from the world. Don't go to movies. Don't hang out with people that cuss. Don't hang out with people that smoke. You better stay away from that place because what's on them might get on you. Huh? Well, I'm here to tell you, when you get the Holy Ghost on the inside of you, they need to be afraid of what's in you might get on them. Because everywhere I go, I'm going in power. Praise the Lord. Amen. Because I'm telling you, I walk to a whole different drum beat now. I walk to a whole different rhythm. I don't walk to the rhythm of the world anymore. I walk to the rhythm of power that's on the inside of me. Power to cast out devils. Power to heal the sick. Power to restore relationships. Power to live a life that I never thought I could live before. Praise the Lord. Amen. And when when he comes to do this work on the inside of you, he begins to shift the value system that you have. And what you used to value, you don't value no more. And what you used to like, you don't like anymore. And come on, somebody. And things you never thought you would like and things you never thought you would value, all of a sudden they're important to you. Why? Because he does a shift on, somebody say, shift happens. He does a shift on the inside of you. Praise the Lord. Amen. And this is what Paul's talking about in Colossians chapter 3. He's talking about learning how to live to the rhythm of heaven. He opens this book up by saying this first. He says, to the saints and to the faithful brothers who are in Christ, who are in Colossae. Somebody say, to the saints. In other words, he identifies them by two different things. He says, they are in Christ. Somebody shout, in Christ. And then he says, they're in Colossae. Now, how can they be in two places at the same time? Come on, amen. So he identifies them like this, and what he's saying is it doesn't matter what city you live in. It don't matter what side of the tracks you were born on. It don't matter if you're from Fort Pierce, Miami, or New York. It don't matter where you are, as long as you know you're in Christ. Because it's not about where you come from, how you were raised, what environment you lived in. It's about the fact that you're in Christ. Where you're at geographically really don't have a lot to do with who you are. Where you're at geographically has more to do with the assignment that's on your life, or you wouldn't be where you at. Praise the Lord. Amen. See, you got some people, they live in the city, and they think, well, if I can just move my kids to the country and get them out of the big old city, then my family will be whole. But then you got other people out in the country, and they think, well, if I can just pick my kids up and move them all to the city, then I'll give them more opportunity, and I'll go further in life. Well, it ain't about where you live. It's about who lives in you. Come on, amen. Because if you get in Christ, it don't matter if you're in the fort or if you're in Palm Beach. Oh, come on. Praise the Lord. Amen. Your ability to overcome is predicated upon the first statement. You saints. Say, hello, saint. Don't be good. It's good just to be in Christ. It just takes all the pressure off, don't it? Somebody shout, in Christ. So the question is, are you a Christian? Because if you are, you ought to look different than the way you did before you got saved. We ought to see some evidence. I want to know if somebody arrested you for being a Christian, could they find you guilty in a court of law by your peers? I mean, if we really had to line up 12 jurors to find out if you're guilty of being born again, are they going to find you guilty or are they going to find you innocent? When they present the evidence of your life, when the prosecutor gets up there and the defense gets up there, come on, somebody. So I bet they better find you guilty of being a Christian.
Hurricane Irma ripped through the Caribbean, destroying some islands with up to 90% devastation, sustaining 185 mile per hour winds, making it a record-breaking hurricane. It destroyed homes, flooded cities, and killed power to millions of people. Devastating floods affected all of us here in Florida and left many people homeless. We will pray for patience, love, and guidance in this time. In Florida, we're survivors. We will rise up, rebuild, and stand together and become even stronger than we were before. So we're asking you to help us support the hurricane relief effort by texting IRMA to 772-800-2464.
Now listen, if you're not a Christian this morning, then you ought to seriously consider becoming a Christian, because becoming a Christian is the key to understanding why you're here on this planet in the first place. And if you never become born again, if you never get saved, if you never get right with God, then you're just going to exist with no purpose. And you ain't doing nothing but tearing up the ozone, sucking air out of the atmosphere. You got a purpose. Praise the Lord. Amen. I wonder if I got anybody here excited today about the fact that God's got giving you a purpose and giving you a reason for living. Amen. Praise the Lord. Peter said it this way. He said, you are a chosen generation. That means out of all the people in the world, all you folks in here today, God chose you. He picked you. He selected you. He gave you a name. He predestined you to be here today. Look at somebody and say, God chose me. Not only did he choose you, he chose you to be able to identify with your life today. I wonder if I got anybody excited about the fact that God chose you. Praise the Lord. Some people say, well, you know, I was lost in sin and I didn't think I was ever going to come around and, you know, and I found the Lord. Well, no, you didn't find the Lord. God won't lost. You was. Jesus found you. You were on your way to hell, living in sin, doing what you do, doing it good, as a matter of fact. And God interrupted you on your journey to hell. He said, hold up, wait a minute. Let me put some Jesus in it. I'm about to turn your life around like you ain't never seen before. Praise the Lord. Here's the cool thing. God knew how nasty and messy you were when he chose you. I don't know anybody that would chose me if they knew everything I knew about me. But he knew you. He saw what you were thinking. He saw what you did when nobody saw what you did. He knew what you said when you didn't think nobody knew what you said. He knew it all. And you know what? He still chose you. Because he's awesome like that. Praise the Lord. Amen. Then he said this. He said, I am a royal priesthood. Somebody say, I'm a royal priesthood. That means I got the ability to operate in the authority of heaven, and I have the ability to have access with the creator of heaven and earth manifest in my life at any given time. It'll make me stand out and shout out different than anybody I've ever known. Somebody shout, I'm a royal priesthood. Aren't you glad God chose you? If you've ever been last to be picked on a football team or a basketball team, don't feel bad. Okay? I was that kid. Everybody like, is there anybody else left? Here I am. Yeah, pick me. Is there any? Oh, come on. Huh? Ain't that way in the kingdom? Come on, God looked over all the elites and all the important. He said, I choose you, and I choose you, and I choose you. I want you on my team. I like the way you look. I like the way you act. I like the way you move, and I like the way you groove. I choose you. How many glad God chose you today? Then Peter says this. He says, you are a peculiar people. That don't mean you're a weirdo. Come on, somebody. One translation says this. Mean a special people. What that means is that you will literally live in this worldly culture, but you will stand out from it. You won't sound like them. You won't act like them. You won't do like them. Come on, somebody. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. And then he said this. He said, and you do it so he can show forth the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous lights. You know what? God wants you to be a light. Because most people today ain't going to read the Bible, but they're going to read you. They'll read you. They'll read your attitude, your character, your ethics, the way you carry yourself, how much pride, how arrogant you are, how short you are, how pleasant you are. Come on. They're going to read you. And then whose kingdom do you represent? Praise the Lord. Amen. Come on, it's hard to tell people Jesus is your king when your life looks like the devil is. Oh, no. Y'all just looking at, come on. It's hard to tell people Jesus is your king when you live like the devil is. Because then you got to do a sales job. Well, you know, I'm weak and I have an addiction. I have a problem, you know, but I love Jesus. But you ain't got no power. If you're going to represent the kingdom, you got to represent it in power. How am I doing? All right. Number one. It's all right. I only got 2 points. We're going to be all right. The first thing Paul says, if you're going to follow Jesus, then the way you live your life is counter to the culture where you live. That's better up there. That looks better, don't it? He makes this statement. If you be risen with Christ, another translation says this, since, everybody say since. Since you have been risen with Christ, in other words, since you made a choice to believe and put your trust in Christ, since you've become a believer, since you've become born again, then set your mind on things above and not on things beneath, not on things on the earth. Somebody say, set it above. Set your mind where Christ is. That means you got to put your brain and your thinking towards Jesus Christ. Amen? Somebody say, where Christ is. You know, Paul uses this example all through the epistles. It's in Corinthians, it's in Romans, it's in Ephesians. We're just talking out of Colossians today. And he says this, above and not beneath. Put your mind on things above. It's not a new idea. This is all through your Bible. You should read your Bible sometime because there's some pretty amazing things in there. Come on, huh? Isaiah 55, God said it this way. He said, my thoughts are not your thoughts. And my ways are not your ways. For my thoughts are higher than your thoughts, and my ways are higher than your ways. In other words, God is not saying that his thoughts are way up here and you're way down here. He's just saying they're just far removed from where you at, because he's so much greater and so much smarter than you are. Come on, amen? Huh? He's not talking about the fact that he lives way up in a cloud somewhere and we live way down here on earth. That's not what he's talking about. He's talking about everything he thinks is so far above and higher than the way we think. He's so much more intellectual than we are, so much more logical than we are, so much more. Come on, somebody. Somebody say it's higher, amen? He's not hanging out up in the stratosphere looking down and going, I'm thinking way up in the clouds. No, he's just smarter. Somebody say he's smarter, amen? He said, my thoughts exceed anything you could ever think or anything you could ever reason on your own, because you just don't have what you got to be able to be who I am. Because my thoughts are higher than your thoughts, and my ways are greater than your ways, because he's God all by himself. He said, my wisdom is beyond your understanding. Amen. My ability is beyond all your reason. So you can either operate down here on your level, or you can get into the counterculture and you can move up here on my level with me. What really amazes me is how we as people come into the kingdom and get born again and follow Jesus, but we keep thinking on the same level, and God is up here going, come on up. Come on up here. You need to be above and not beneath you. You're thinking beneath your promise. You're thinking beneath your potential. You're thinking beneath the ability that I've called you. You're thinking beneath the talent that I give you. You need to get off of where you're at and come on up. Somebody shout, come on up. Praise the Lord. Amen. Jesus said it this way. He said, there's wisdom that comes from the heavenlies. He calls it wisdom from above. He's talking about a spiritual wisdom that goes beyond any logical reasoning in the natural realm. And he says, the wisdom from above is first peaceable. You want to know how you're operating in God's wisdom? You ain't upset. No, I'm going to try that again. You know how you know if you're operating in God's wisdom? Because you are not upset. Any decision you make that makes you upset ought to tell you you're thinking beneath and not above. So next time you're all upset and worried about something, just think, boy, I need to start thinking above. I'm down here beneath. Come on, somebody. Amen. He said it is peaceable. It's pure. It's productive. And it produces righteousness. That means when you start thinking the way God thinks, then all of a sudden you start looking the way God looks. Huh? When you start thinking the way Jesus thinks, then you start looking the way Jesus looks. And when you start thinking the way Jesus thinks, then you start talking the way Jesus talks. And when you start thinking the way Jesus thinks, then you start walking the way Jesus walks. And you start healing the way Jesus heals. And you start proclaiming the way Jesus proclaimed. And you start raising up people the way he rose up people. Why? Because you're thinking on a whole nother level. See, sometimes we just got to get our mind up out of the gutter and say, I've been thinking way down here way too long. My problems ain't really problems, because I serve a God that's far above any problem, any principality, any imagination, any worry, any stress, any pressure, because his thoughts are higher than my thoughts. Praise the Lord.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarbis. See you next time on the Revealing Truth.
Consider a school where children learn to love, where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure, where students have time for creativity, math, and logic, where truth is taught along with history, literature, and technology, where respect is modeled by please and thank you, where innovation and leadership are fostered while planning out college and career paths. This is the future of St. Lucie Christian students. We are now enrolling kindergarten through 12th grade. Full scholarships are still available. Find out more at stluciechristian.org.
Navigating the real estate market today can get a little crazy. Ozzy Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional is here to help. Today on the Treasure Coast, the housing market is back in full force. There is a number of financing and home buyer programs. Understanding and incorporating the right program can be essential when purchasing real estate. It can also be very time-consuming and painstaking. In short, the complexities of purchasing a home in today's market can be like riding on a crazy train. Home buying doesn't have to be crazy. Ozzy Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional can help you qualify for up to $15,000 in down payment assistance. Find out how by contacting Ozzy Carbonell at 772-340-6076. Again, that number is 772-340-6076. Se habla español.
Ignite Your World True Church and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Fellowship of Churches and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Fellowship exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Fellowship of Churches. For more information on joining the Destiny Fellowship, go to destinyfellowship.tv. Like the